This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So my governor, as well as the governor in Oregon, Washington, Colorado, have kind of united to work to expand telehealth and telemedicine. And as you guys know, I've been doing telemedicine for a while now. I love it. I love doing telemedicine. But I'm seeing that some of you guys are kind of doing it wrong. And I figured I'd kind of clue you in. A lot of gains, a lot of benefits from doing telemedicine, but some of you guys are making some very key, critical mistakes. And I think as we allow the explosion of telemedicine to continue, we start to kind of educate people on what they need to do so they don't get themselves stuck. So, for an example, all right, I had a patient who was having something that was kind of chronic, and they had been just calling telemedicine, you know, multiple times. And most telemedicine companies will give a refill of a medication, but they max out after maybe two or three in a 12-month period. So if a physician on these telemedicine platforms go against the guidelines, they are putting the company at risk, they're putting the patient at risk, they're putting their license at risk. So, you know, doctors are supposed to follow these guidelines that have been very well thought of and created and choreographed. So when I came across a patient who really was overdue for seeing a provider, right, getting their medications, etc., they said, I can't go to my primary care doctor. They already kicked me out of the practice. I'm like, well, what did you do? You know, was it a bill? Was it? Nope. Because I went to telemedicine, because I started using another primary, because I started using another provider, it's been a year since I've seen my other provider, and they kicked me out. Now, many practices, a lot of times they just see you once a year, you know, maybe for birth control or for a physical. So it's really unlikely that if you've been gone one whole year, you're kicked out of the practice. Many practices, they kind of have a two-year rule, you know? But one thing that I think a lot of people aren't realizing is medicine is an art. And so when you have a primary care doctor, that primary care doctor is going to be the first one sued. That primary care doctor is the captain of your ship. And managing diabetes is an art. Managing blood pressure is an art. So when I had, let's say, a brand new diabetic, I saw you every week until your sugar started to normalize. Then we went to 2 weeks, 4 weeks. Then we went to 3 months, and then 6 months. When I got you good, I would see you every 3 to 6 months. Comfortable with that. Well, if a lot of patients haven't gotten to that, shall we say, that that choreography or that, you know, that sort of relationship with their doctor and in control with their medical issue, and these doctors hear that somebody else over the phone is kind of interjecting and throwing things in without the follow-up of blood work or without the follow-up or without, you know, a at least in-person discussion. You have many providers out there going, oh, no, I'm not going to mess with this. And I've had providers say they can't stand it when their patients go on the phone and get phone care and the doctor, quote-unquote, misdiagnoses or messes something up. Now, we have very, very good providers on telemedicine, but I get how the primary care providers are because, you know, you're kind of, you know, messing up your soup. Somebody else is throwing something in to the recipe. And they're doing it from a very filtered, non-comprehensive view. Now, whenever you do use telemedicine, all right, that note, that medical record is supposed to get sent to a primary, assuming you give the telemedicine company your primary care doctor. If you don't, then That primary care doctor has absolutely no idea what another doctor did to you. Unless they get records from, let's say, maybe the pharmacist, you know, and they kind of reconcile what medicines you're on. But we're seeing a growing frustration with the brick and mortar physicians, and I would be too. If I was still a brick and mortar physician, I'd be kind of frustrated that there's somebody else kind of jumping in and saying, okay, yeah, I'll treat it. In fact, guidelines have had to keep evolving. In fact, many telemedicine companies won't allow pediatric ear infections being diagnosed over the phone because the ear, nose, and throat doctor's like, well, wait a second here. Did he really have 4 ear infections in a 6-month period, or was it just some ear pain because some water got in there, maybe some wax swelled? So, you know, if you are about to lose a primary care provider for using telehealth, I want you guys to kind of think things through a little bit, right? What I would recommend you do is if you do have a primary care provider, hold on to them like they're gold. Then discuss the primary care doctor about after-hour calls, or because that's what telemedicine is used for. People are calling at 10 at night. People are calling in the middle of the night. People are calling on Saturday, Sunday, and they get a medical provider. Let them know and ask if they have any issue with that. And if you are forced to do that over the phone or whatever, what do they want in terms of follow-up? Because you don't want to lose them as their primary care provider. Assure your primary care provider that you don't want to lose them. Because a lot of primary care providers, they only have X amount of spots. So if they think you're not really going to commit to that relationship or to that care or to that, you know, care protocol, they'll be like, fine, do that and I'll take somebody new. So you want to make sure that there's that, you know, symbiosis. And then you also don't want to be up a creek where you haven't seen a doctor now for a year or two and now you need to go in and see one. And they're not around. So you want to, one, maintain that relationship. Number two is, I see a lot of people long-term, they start to have, let's say, a diverticulitis or an appendicitis or something like that. We can't direct admit. And so now they have to go through an ER. And they're like, but I don't want to go through an ER. You know what I have. I know what I have. Go ahead and admit me. I am having another flare-up of whatever. We can't do that. So short-term telemedicine is fantastic because for people having issues and they can't get a hold of their medical provider is closed, you know your insurance company's telemedicine company. Make sure you kind of have it on your speed dial. I think it is a fantastic, fantastic service. But for the love of the Lord, do not stop going for physicals to your regular doctor. Do not stop being in touch with your regular doctor, because if you do have anything chronic, you could be up a creek if, you know, telemedicine says go back to your doctor or go to an urgent care ER. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi guys, Dr. Dolly here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, we've talked about MRIs on the show a lot because MRIs are one of the fanciest, schmanciest tests. When I was in training, MRIs were kind of the state of the art with how to determine what was going on in a body. You know, we had learned about ultrasound. We had learned about, you know, CT scans. And MRI technology was able to get so much in terms of vivid pictures. And we could pick up tumors and strokes and disc herniations. But the technology was still archaic, even for what it was able to do back then. And we see an evolution of this technology, and we're also seeing a collaboration with Facebook. So my next guest, two guests, really, really cool, is Dr. Michael Recht from NYU Langone Medical Center and Nafisa Yakubova, who works with Facebook AI. Thank you guys for joining us. We really, really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, Dr. Rex. How are you? How are you? Good. And hi, Nafisa. So, tell us, first, what is NYU Langone Health doing in terms of their MRI research?
So what we're doing is we're trying to accelerate MR so that it's a better patient experience, as well as be able to use MRs in more situations than we currently are able to because of the cost and the length of the MR exams. And the way we're doing that is by using AI to enable us to get the exams faster than we currently get them. And we're doing this as a collaborative project with AI research. And one of the things that's very exciting to us is that everything we do in this project is open source, which means it's available to everybody for free. So we've made public all of our data as well as all of our neural networks and AI models so that people can use it on their own. And so far, over 12,000 visitors have visited our website from 116 countries to look at what we've done and download some of those images, some of that data, which is really exciting to think that this can get out fast into the general population.
It is very cool because, you know, unfortunately in research, sometimes there's a all mine sort of, you know, protective attitude. And for those of us in science, especially in medicine, we, you know, we're doing what we're doing to share, you know. Can you review with my listeners how MRs work?
Absolutely. So what you do is, what's exciting about MR is that you don't need any radiation. And obviously, we want to use as little radiation as possible to make the diagnosis. And if we can eliminate it entirely, that's great. So we put somebody into a magnetic field, and then we use radio waves to excite protons in the body and use that to enable us to image the body and see abnormalities in the body.
The energy that these protons make get picked up, it's very, very cool. And I, the MRIs are one of the most difficult for me to read. Thank God, you know, I didn't specialize in radiology. But it's the description or the, you know, the finite amount of things we could see far surpasses what we could do on CT ultrasound. It's fantastic. It's fantastic technology.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The exquisite ability to see soft tissue is what is really remarkable in MR scans. And what we're really excited about is, as you know, there are indications that right now we can't use MR. So if you come in with an acute stroke, you need to be able to image what's going on in the brain before you do some of the intervention and give some of the treatment to dissolve clot. You want to make sure there's no bleeding. Mm-hmm. And right now we use a CT scan. But an MR scan would give us even more information, but it just takes too long. But if we're successful in allowing us to get the MRs faster with the same information, we can replace the CT scans with the MR scan. And that's just one example of how this is going to increase the usage of MR in more conditions.
Exactly. And there's also a max. There's a certain max amount of CTs people can get because of the radiation amount. So when we are looking at not only, you know, acute trauma or, you know, acute strokes or bleeds or ischemic strokes, you know, these fast MRIs could hopefully also be used to, you know, eventually, you know, expand it to cancer settings and things like that when we don't want to subject the person to, you know, multiple doses of radiation.
Exactly correct.
So tell us about Fast MRI and your partnership with Facebook.
Yes, I can comment on that. So at Facebook, we have a research department that may be lesser known compared to the Facebook product teams. And in this team, we focus on pushing the science of artificial intelligence forward by picking on challenging AI problems, which at the same time can have a real-world impact. And for this collaboration, we teamed up with NYU to work on medical imaging because they create interesting, challenging problems for AI because your models need to learn about MRIs and produce results and get every detail right.
We're speaking with Nafisa Yakubova, who works with Facebook AI, as well as Dr. Michael Recht at NYU Langone. You know, Nafisa, I think it's fantastic, this collaboration. How are you developing the AI? I mean, is it, and I know you don't have to give us too many secrets, but artificial intelligence is just, it's an exciting topic. We talk about it a lot on the show. How are you guys, what are you kind of using to help develop that for these?
Yes, there are no secrets. We have already made solutions we have developed online freely available for everyone around the world, so they can use it freely and also develop similar solutions or make something on top of it. But at the essence, we are looking into deep learning. So you have neural networks that learn about MRI machines, learn how images are acquired in the first place, and try to incorporate this domain knowledge into their learning network system and reconstruct images. So it is an artificial intelligence system learning and making results. It's not guessing, but more like learning what it should be, how the knee should look like, and how the brain should look like, and trying to reconstruct images using the information provided.
Wow. How soon do you think these things will be available for doctors and hospitals to be able to use?
That's a really great question. As you know, this is just the first study. So what we need to do is do more studies with larger studies and in multiple institutions to validate this technology and make sure that what we're seeing is true at other sites. And then it needs to get regulatory approval. We think that this could get out somewhere, between 18 months and 2 years, which seems like a long time. But as you know, in medical research, it's not very
yes.
long at all.
Yes.
And again, what's great about this is it doesn't require any new equipment at all. So you can just put it right in once it gets regulatory approval.
I'm also seeing how this could also be economical. You know, MRIs seem to, be a little bit more costly than other imaging studies. But in terms of the speed at which you get the data and needing less data, I see this being more economical, too, for many medical centers.
I think you're absolutely correct. And as you know, one of the reasons MR is so expensive is that you can only do a limited number each hour, each day. If we're able to significantly increase the number of MRs you can do, then you should be able to decrease the cost of the MR because you can recoup the cost of the equipment much faster. And that is another reason why it can become more available and used more widely for more conditions.
That's fantastic. So, Dr. Recta Nafisa, what's coming next? Where does this go?
Yeah, so next we are looking into different body parts like brain, abdomen, where you could have even more challenging problems to solve for AI and making MRIs faster, and also working with large manufacturers of MRI machines and giving the solutions to them freely so they can incorporate into their machines. And also, because it's the open scientific research, we're giving away all the tools we developed freely. You can visit fastmri.org to access the code, AI models, data sets, everything, and hopefully more research communities around the world will use and develop further.
Absolutely. Yes. Can you give our listeners one more time, what's the best way to access some of this information or get more information?
Yes, you can visit fastmri.org.
fastmri.org. This is really exciting. I'm just so glad both of you were able to come on. I think that we have just touched the iceberg on some of the things we could do, the tip of the iceberg on so much of what we could learn and using AI, and seeing you guys blend this and get as far as you've gone is really tremendous. Thank both of you and your teams. Can't wait to have you back on to discuss this more.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great
Take
day.
Care. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump getting a first-hand look at storm-ravaged Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Tens of thousands of people are still without power 8 days after hurricane-force winds knocked down trees and power lines. Alliant Energy President Terry Kuba saying,
by midnight on Tuesday evening, at least 90% of our customers will have power available to them. And we will not rest until it reaches 100%.
Senate Republicans are planning to introduce a coronavirus relief bill. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Senate Republicans are going to propose a coronavirus relief plan that includes $10 billion for the U.S. Postal Service. The bill, they say, would also include $300 per week in additional federal unemployment insurance benefits and another round of Paycheck Protection Program funding, as well as liability protections.
USA Radio News. A new saliva test for COVID-19 can be completed in just a few hours and has been authorized for use by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Regarding the details of the test, Admiral Brett Gerard tells ABC's Good Morning America,
it's basically spit in a tube. It does not need a swab. It does not need the special transport media. It does not need some of these chemical reagents called extraction reagents. So it skips many steps up front.
President Trump is headed to Arizona, where he will deliver remarks on immigration in Yuma. It's the president's second campaign trip to the border town since June and the third to the state during the coronavirus pandemic. Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar reminding everyone,
we have to be much more strict because you can't have a pandemic and have a porous border, because all that does is allow more people in with a possibly different mutating type of disease, and you can't get your arms around it.
USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. All right, so I don't know if you guys saw the Democratic Convention. It wasn't streaming everywhere. It was some stations carried it. Some only carried Michelle Obama's part or some of the other parts, and so It was interesting. I didn't watch the whole thing. But, you know, Michelle Obama had some, you know, choice words she opened and had discussed, you know, Trump's regime being in chaos without empathy. And I think she even put a warning out there, you know, wanting people to be careful of choosing, you know, other candidates. I think she was kind of, you know, signaling Kanye West, because she thinks that, you know, people like Kanye West could probably take away votes, but she didn't really say it that way. So, from what I understand, she gave a great speech, but, you know, insulting Trump led Trump to, you know, basically shout back. He said Michelle Obama was extremely divisive and said that she is in over her head.
And while she called him the wrong president, he said that he wouldn't have been elected if it weren't for the job done by her husband. So, yeah, it's kind of back and forth. He goes, somebody please explain to Michelle Obama that Donald J. Trump would not be here in the beautiful White House if it weren't for the job done by your husband, Barack Obama. And then he said Biden was merely an afterthought, a good reason for that very late and unenthusiastic endorsement. Now, I haven't been around and watching every single political election and the rhetoric and the, you know, yellow journalism, you know, for too many elections. I mean, I don't really remember, you know, Ronald Reagan and Mondale fighting like this. I mean, I'm sure everybody did. I'm sure everybody kind of called each other's names. I'm just kind of getting the feeling that things have really stooped to a new level this time around. And I get very, very shocked when I hear what people say. You know, whether it's about our president, whether it's about, you know, a previous president. Kids are watching this. You know, kids, they might not watch TV, but they sure like to stream. And I've kind of remember, I'm a Generation Xer, so I grew up with baby boomer parents, or traditionalists, and where you show respect to your elders, you show respect to, you know, people in power. You're wary, of course, of things that they could do. But, you know, there's a respect issue, and there's a process that goes down. And so when people would be, you know, ridiculing Obama to the degree that they were, it, you know, it still didn't sit right. I thought Obamacare was the biggest, you know, piece of crap legislation ever done. But I'm not going to attack him, per se, okay? I think that there's been a lot of decisions being made of things being, you know, being projected or urged or encouraged by our legislators. And I'll say that's dumb. But I really don't like to go after so much the person, per se. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen some of the latest Joe Biden, Kamala Harris memes out there, or they're not even memes. They're actual campaign banners. There's one that has Joe Biden and you see a picture of Kamala smiling. But then you see, unfortunately, her face move vertically downward, right, on the letter J, not appropriate by any means. And that's out there. Then you have Joe Biden, and there's Joe where you see him standing, or a figure standing behind another woman, smelling her. And then you have for Kamala Harris, for the A, they have spread legs. And when you see this and you're like, okay, you know what? They could be our future president, vice president. And when, you know, when kids see that, you know, this is our Trump, you know, naked statues of Trump, or people making fun of Trump and his hair and all that, you know, the youth, we're hearing, we're all worried about how Generation Z and how millennials and Generation Alpha, you know, is, you know, approaching their, you know, you know, work ethic, or their, you know, decisions to, you know, make America great, or, you know, support America, or get a job, or, you know, join the military, and the, what's pervading, you know, we're not giving our youth a sense of America strong, Americans being led, you know, the democratic process works, you know, we're strong, you know, we will unify in times of crisis, we will unify, you know, putting your lives on the line for the country is the most admirable thing to do, putting your lives on the line for your communities, you know, and your cities and law enforcement. We're not teaching our kids those ideals. So if you ask the average kid, would you ever want to run for president? Like, no, somebody's going to put a naked statue of me, or make fun of my hair, or make fun of my legs, or, you know, make fun of me sniffing somebody's hair. If you say, you know, do you think you want to go into law enforcement, or, you know, crime prevention, or no, I'm not going to touch that one. Do you want to go into medicine? Oh, hell no. You know, people make fun of doctors. They sue them. They accuse them of playing golf all the time. And they don't give them support when they need to fight COVID. You know, we're not really instilling this sense of, you know what, I want to help make America great, whether you're Democrat or Republican. I want to help improve our country. You know, I want to unify our country. You're not seeing that. We're seeing, I want to divide. I want to be on this side. And I want to make more noise. And I want to bring the other side down. Now, correct me. I mean, have all elections been like this? I mean, I understand that there's always been nasty elections. And you know, I understand that there's always been a, it's just like with sports, you know. You're going to have a team. You're going to choose a side. You're going to fight for that team. You're going to campaign for that team. But you still have the majority of Americans go, you know, okay, look, you know, America's first. America rocks. So, I mean, America, you know, is, you just don't have that team approach for America in general. And the country is divided. The country's always been divided, but I just get the feeling, and correct me if I'm wrong, that this country is divided way worse than it ever has. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And so, you know, you're hearing during the Democratic Convention how crucial this election is, you know, because the Supreme Court justices and people are expecting Ruth Bader Ginsburg to retire, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg won't retire until, you know, we know the, election results. You know, if Donald Trump remains in power, she's going to probably still try to stick it out. If Biden wins, she'll probably retire pretty soon. And the Supreme Court's supposed to be neutral. The Supreme Court doesn't work that way, but, you know, everybody's so panicked about the Supreme Court. Everybody is so panicked about, you know, how are we going to approach, you know, immigration or free college or medical care. And we're all worried about that. We're all concerned about that. But people make it look like one side or the other side is going to just destroy the country. Okay, before it was, all right, yeah, we don't want this idiot in power. We don't want what, you know, maybe that was kind of the approach. But you have people literally thinking that the world is going to end depending on who wins. And that's fostering this anger. That's fostering this heat. I would think for a Democratic convention, you wouldn't just sit there and bash the president. You would, you know, say, look, this is why choosing us works. You know, I mean, because the people who don't like Donald Trump, their minds already met. But the people kind of in between saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, she said that Donald Trump's presidency is chaotic. Okay, COVID was chaotic. Maybe his tweets don't follow any sort of formality. But if I was running this Democratic convention, I'd be like, look, guys, people are scared. Spell out exactly how you're going to make this work and quit the name calling. I believe Jill Biden speaks tonight, as well as Bill Clinton and Ocasio-Cortez. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you are kind of concerned because your school district has chosen to do online learning. And I'm getting a lot of complaints from parents going, this is ridiculous. My kids aren't going to learn anything. Last spring was a disaster. You might be right. But I'm here to tell you, I think it's a little bit different than what we saw last spring. Okay, and I can only tell you from my personal experience. So this morning, my son started his online learning, and I woke him up, you know, like I used to always do for years to wake him up from school, and he actually got out of bed without giving me any lip, and I was like, oh, whoa, okay, that's good. He woke up about an hour early. He actually took a shower. You know, we're talking teenage boys. Don't usually really take showers regularly unless they have to go out or church, temple, whatever. Took a shower. Okay, I'm like, wow. Okay. Hey, then
I couldn't find him. I'm getting ready for work, and I'm running away, and like I run around, going, okay, I gotta go. You know, did you eat your fruit? Did you eat fruit? Where is everybody? The older son is still asleep because he hasn't started. He just finished summer session college, so he's like, you know, sitting there. Okay, so I can't find my kid. I don't know where he is doing online school. And I'm like, okay, wait a second. I want to make sure he didn't, like, fall asleep in the shower or something like that. And I start hearing the cat, we have this cat, just scratch like crazy on a door. So it looks like he actually found an area of the house where he could do online learning quietly. So, I mean, the kids are already kind of starting to evolve. So you hear the cat scratch, and I see the door open. I go, that's where my son is. Okay, so I run over, and I go, hi, Bug, how you be? He's like, Mom, I got school. And then I look, and there's like, you know, seven of our animals in the room. Apparently, everybody thought that was really, really exciting. They don't think me doing telehealth at home or me playing Candy Crush on my computer is exciting. But all of a sudden, there is some deep, you know, really cool stuff going on as my son is doing online learning. So class had already started, and, you know, I start to see the cats, and one is on the bed, and one is looking to go maybe pee-pee house, so I start to yell. And I'm like, oh, my God, stop, you're going to go pee-pee house, what the hell? No, and I start yelling, and, yeah, okay, apparently they're still on, let's go. And so my son basically actually kicks me out, right, and says, Mom, I'm in school. And it just took me a little bit of adjustment. And I go, well, let me peek, let me see. So I peek, right, see the teacher there? Very organized from last spring. Teachers explaining, you see all these other people online, you know, you see all these names and, you know, letters. Apparently, if you don't see their face, you just see the letter. So, you know, you don't have to have the camera on you. So, you know, but they had to wear their uniform. My son goes to Catholic school. So he's in his uniform with posture, cleaned, wet, comb back hair. And he's listening to this teacher. You see all the other students online. And you see him taking notes. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I've taught in classrooms throughout my career. Multiple different sort of, I'll come in and speak or all whatever. And the kids usually sit there slumped. Now, mind you, this was 8:05, so we're talking first 5 minutes. But, you know, usually the kids aren't paying attention, they're writing notes, or they're texting. They don't write notes. I used to write notes all the time. Or they're texting, or they're whatever. But, I mean, from what I gather, it kind of worked. Now, I worry about 3 hours in. I mean, are they going to get eye strain? I worry, you know, if the teacher's not calling on them, if the teacher's not telling them to stand up, although I'm sure the boys in the class love the fact that they don't have to stand up and go to the board. But as a girl, I was like, oh, choose me, choose me, choose me. You know, and the guy friends in my class like, yeah, just pick her. She'll let her, you know, she'll do it. Let her go. So I'd run up. I'm like, yay, you know, I get to go up to the board. Why don't you all want to go up to the board? This is fun. Like, leave me alone. But it is a little different. I mean, I know online learning is not ideal. I agree with the American Academy of Pediatrics how kids need to be around other kids. We've talked about social isolation. We've talked about depression. We have no idea how much teen depression or Generation Alpha depression there is right now because kids can't be around other kids, and I don't want us to ever underestimate it. My guess is the number is overwhelming. But in terms of the education aspect, I really have to give a shout-out to a lot of these educators who have, you know, just really, they put a lot of time and effort into it. That being said, I chose online. We had a choice with school because we have an older mom in her 70s. She'll get mad if I say that because, you know, she looks like she's in her 40s. She's really young looking, but she's a little bit up there, you know? Yeah, because she's my mom, okay? Me, I look like I'm in my 70s, but 70s get 70s are the new 40. So my mom, for example, we just didn't want to have that. I told you why we picked. We had to commit. You couldn't do online and then in classroom and go back and forth. The school said you either pick one, and then that's what you're going to do for the whole semester. And I'm thinking flu. I'm thinking things are going to get a little worse before they get better. And I'm like, look, I just don't want to put my mom at risk. So I told my kid, look, you know, if you want to hang out with your friends, we'll do it. But the way the schools are set up is the schools are being very, very rigid about, you know, hanging out and having lunch together and smoking in the boys' room. That stuff's not happening. So they're really rigid about it. So, you know, if you're going to be basically sitting in a classroom or at a desk, you know, in a couple different classes, and not with your buddies, might as well meet your buddies after school. So that's why we chose the online. But also, you know, I really don't want people to underestimate how many children are affected. The CDC has said that the number of pediatric cases of coronavirus is rising. Now, they might not be serious. They might not be causing that multi, system inflammatory syndrome. But the rate of COVID cases, they say, children, comprising up to 22% of the population. According to the latest data from August 3rd, 7.3% of all reported cases of COVID-19 were among children. So I know people keep arguing with me going, the kids don't get hurt. Let the kids go back to school. See, when I think of school, I don't think of kids. I think of the educators. I think of all the grown-ups. And I think it's because I saw more grown-ups than I did kids. I went to 12 different schools. I wasn't the most popular. So I was pretty much, either in the principal's office or the vice principal's office or talking to my coach because, I caught a fly ball and I should have just, maybe let it go because it was on my own team and, that kind of thing. So to me, when I think of school, I think of all the custodians, I think of the school nurse, I think of all the adults. And so it's one of those things where, I do support the online learning, and I know I'm not popular for that. Well, I wasn't popular in school, so why not continue the legacy? Now, that being said, I believe Chapel Hill, North Carolina, they started going in-person classroom. They've had to do an about-face because they've had multiple students test positive. And you're going to see this. You're going to see students test positive because now we're testing. We're testing them. So, yeah, I'm sure there's tons of people at Walmart or at the grocery store or in the hospital that are positive for COVID. And remember, you can be positive for COVID and still show up positive for a while. So you don't even have to be sick and your test can show up positive. But right now we're still kind of, we're still kind of working with our, blindfolded, and we don't really have a full deck of cards, hand or deck or what. I'm really messing up this analogy. Leave me alone. So I'll figure out what the analogy is. I'm not working with a full deck, not working full hand. I don't know, whatever. If we're looking at, the 7.3% supposedly of the population with COVID-19, and those were kids that were actually tested, a lot of parents didn't test their kids because kids didn't want things up their nose. We have to assume that there's a very large population of kids having COVID at school right now. Some people say, well, good. Let's start getting herd immunity. Let's start getting the country moving on, living with it. If you can't beat them, join them. Others are like, this is ridiculous. We have older people. We have grandparents at risk. We need to do something to separate the two. So the argument will continue. Unfortunately, I think a lot of schools, based on liability, are going to say, to heck with this. Let's just close it down. So don't be surprised if the kid you just dropped off, right? In his dorm room, you're going to have to bring right back a few weeks. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.